here at the World Food Prize, finishing up with the Truth About Trade and Technologies and the award center tonight from the Global Farmer Roundtable. And we have tonight's award winner with us. And Ravi, that's what we all call you around here, but I'm going to let you tell me exactly who you really are.
Yeah, I'm a farmer from India, Tamil Nadu. I own a farm of the size of my farm is about 60 acres. So rather I can, in Indian standards, I may be called as a large farmer. So most of the farmers in India are small and marginal farmers holding less than 1 hectare. So this is the farming pattern in India. And I grow crops like paddy, sugarcane, cotton, and pulses. And I'm very much interested in adopting new technology that keeps me going.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about the new technology, because we know at AgWire.com, we've seen a couple of your comments on certain things there. New technology is very important to you, and you're very active in social media. Tell me why that's important.
Yeah, because there are a lot of myths about the technology, and the anti-science activists, they are very active. They are very scientific, though they are anti-science. They are very scientific in spreading falsehood and rumors. They are very active in social media, and I wanted to, farmers should not remain mute. If they remain mute, they will not have accessibility to the technology. So that day I decided I should also take part in tweeting and interacting with people through Facebook also. So I decided, and I have a follower of about 1,100, so I started tweeting for the past 1.5 years. So I'm having a followers of 1,100. And most interestingly, most of my followers are from European Union. They're all farmers. So I have been thinking that European Union people, they are against the GM crop. But when, so when I saw their interactions, I could understand the craving they have for technology, especially this GM technology, and it's all about political thing. That is, most of the decisions are based on only political reasons, not on scientific merits. So I learned it from my social media network.
Well, and that's great. Also, you know, you've been a part of this Global Farmers Roundtable for a couple of years at least.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how important it is to come here to the United States and be a part of all this and take that back home to India.
Yeah, certainly. So I'm interacting with a lot of farmers here. So I came here in the year 2010. So this year to receive this award, I have been invited. It gives me, that has provided me an excellent platform to interact with farmers all over the world, farmers from sub-Saharan nation, and their farming conditions are much worse than the Indian farming condition. In fact, I was interacting with some of the farmers from Kenya and Ghana. So I could understand, we are much better off when compared with those people. They are struggling to get even the single bag of fertilizer. So this is the position in Africa. And I'm able to interact with the farmers from developed nations like US and Canada, Australia. And, their way of doing is really amazing. So, about 1,000 hectares, I could meet farmers holding 1,000 hectares and all. So it is unimaginable. Whereas in India, we have a small land holding pattern because we have land ceiling act in most of the states. That is, for instance, in Tamil Nadu, where from I hail, a farmer cannot hold more than 15 standard acres. So again, we have the Hindu law says, so any ancestral property should be divided amongst the legal heirs. So, for instance, if a farmer inherits about 15 standard acres, so over a period of 2 generations, ultimately it gets boiled down to less than 1 hectare. So it is highly impossible to sustain upon with the small land holding. So this is the situation here. And when I see the American farmers cultivating in about 1,000 and 2,000 hectares, it's really amazing. So I could interact with those people also. So I learned a lot from interacting with farmers from Africa, Australia, Argentina, Brazil, and United States, Canada. So it's really amazing.
So, you know, we took some of the tours today and we saw some of the larger cattle operations here in the United States. We also learned a little bit about, you know, finding particular molecules and making them work. Do things like that interest you at all?
Yeah, certainly. Actually, I mean, we have such a distillation process, of course, in an unconventional way in India also. We call it Ayurveda. They are doing it in the Kemin factory we had been in the morning. They are doing really excellent work, and in fact, they have a facility in Chennai also. I contacted them. They have a representative in India, A.B. Thomas and Company. So it is giving, it is opening another area for us. So I'm just contemplating to cultivate. Why not I cultivate this marigold? So I was talking with that the founder of that company. He asked me to. He said that he would talk with A.V. Thomas, so that it is giving a new scope for us.
Well, at the end of the day, Ravi, you're all farmers and you're all putting food on the table, and I think that we as consumers greatly appreciate that. Again, congratulations.
Thank you.